Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, YouTube. Welcome to the Zoomers.
Thank you.
Whoever wanted to be called a Zoomer. Call me a Zoomer. All right. Well, as you can see, I'm in the Stew Diddy Diddy-O tonight. Good to be here with you guys.
It's good to have you with us. If I get that
that look of you're in app, just work. It's real. So welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. I declare over your life tonight, life and life more abundantly. Now, I got to get busy because I've sat here for half an hour just talking. Hey, Wayne, welcome, man. When are you taking off? We blessed John Wayner, dude. And his next excursion in God. Be filled with anointing, miraculous signs and wonders. Angels of the Lord surrounding and keeping you safe in all of your ways, brother. We bless, you know, tonight. Wow. How many miles is it? So tonight, I am going to play for us a couple of read the words, and I'm going to put this up on a screen and do some clicking so that you can watch this video and actually learn how to get to read the word and how to make it work. 2,180 miles of God's blessing. What a trip, man.
Boy, I guess.
You better stop and see Phyllis when you get to Louisiana, bro. You can't go by Sister Phyllis without stopping and getting some good food, crawfish or something. All right, that's awesome. May every one of those miles be blessed and highly anointed in Jesus' mighty name. Now, so anyways, that's what we're going to do tonight. I'm going to put this YouTube up here so you can see it. And then I'm going to do some clicking on the screen so you have the ability to see what's going on. And in case you've been wondering how do I do this read the word thing? Because it's a very powerful tool. Read the word is powerful. I had several days that I had not listened to recently. So last night I'm like, I'm catching up. And I think I did 8 programs last night while I was driving. Almost the whole book of 2 Samuel. And we just need to continually work it. I really want people to be able to, I want you to be able to use YouTube or the Read the Word as a tool to say, hey, listen to this. Some of you have been hurt very bad by church and religion. And you weren't hurt bad by God, but God took the hit. You were hurt, offended, driven off. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that happens at church. I mean, I know people that have been kicked plumb out the church. But it's okay. No, that was quite a bit of rubber off those tires right there.
Yeah.
It's like Dr. Barclay said, you ate at a bad restaurant, you probably won't go back there. So you went to a bad church. Don't go back to that church. But don't not be a part of the kingdom of God. You got to be connected to the kingdom. So having said all of that, it's scary, but Michael is in the passenger seat. Well, it's good to have him along with you, bro. Michael the Archangel. 2,100 miles, that ain't nothing. That's just a good morning for Brother Dan and his semi. So it's going to be a good night. We'll put a timestamp in right at the beginning of this. That way you can come to this video, click the timestamp, and be able to see exactly how to do this, because it's a powerful tool. Every one of us know about 25 to 80 people that they're not against God in any way. Church and religion just has them confused. But this is very powerful. I mean, I give commentary and things, but it's not about it. It's like, let the Bible say what the Bible is saying. And then ask the question, why did you make that declaration, Father? And it'll be a blessing to you. So let's pray. Are you ready? Did you open up the opening prayers and all that? I did. All right. Let's just pray. Thank you, Father, for another night together in the presence of God. Thank you for our brothers and sisters. That's a man and a woman who are here with us tonight. And anybody that's confused, Lord, we speak understanding to them. May the eyes of our understanding be flooded with enlightenment so that we can know what is the hope of our calling. And what is the exceeding greatness of your power and our inheritance in the saints. Jesus' mighty name. May this program be extremely blessed and reach 1,000, 10,000, 100,000. May it reach 1,000,000 people. And the Read the Word program be blessing to people all over the earth.
Amen.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And amen. Now, here we go. So my first timestamp should be like about 9 minutes and 10 seconds. Can you write that down?
I will. I'll just put it in.
All right. So let's share the screen. So now you can see the Blog Talk Radio screen. And when the app catches up, we will open up the YouTube screen. And of course, if you go all the way to the top, this is the playlist called Always Read the Word. All right? Always Read the Word. I'm going to show you how to do this. So on any video that we have, so I'm just going to click on the first video in the playlist. On this video, that's funny. Up in the far corner, up here, see this balloon where the mouse is on the top right? Up in the corner, you can see the little round picture of me sitting on the motorcycle. So click on that on your screen. Click, click. And it's going to produce this list for you. All right? So what you want to do is go to that channel. Now, obviously, it's going to say something different for me because this is my channel. So I'm going to go to my channel. Now, so this is what the channel looks like. You're going to see my picture of me and my motorcycle there, my name. And to some degree, you should have pretty much the same thing as what you see here. To some degree, mostly, except when it's not. But mostly, that's what you're going to see. You'll notice it says home. That's where we are right now. Then it's going to say videos, then live, then playlist, I don't think the community has anything, you know. I'm not sure what that is. Channels. These are the channels that we like. But let's go back here to live. If you click live, that's going to show you all of our live programs that we've done. Like, literally, all of them. And if you just keep scrolling, there's over 1,300 videos in this playlist. So that's live. You'll notice it says the big live word right there. Next to it is playlist. All right? Now, if you've never been here, I'm doing this so you can see how to do this. So you get the playlist. I have a bunch of playlists. So what you're going to want to do is click on all the playlists. Not all of them are public, so you can't see everything I got. Some of them I got playlists that are my own. Okay. So then you just got to go down here until you find it. It's called Always Read the Word. And of course, usually they're in alphabetical order. Usually they are in alphabetical order. Let's try again.
I don't watch it all anymore.
Let's try it again. Always read the word. Always read the word. Usually you can just, isn't that something?
YouTube has just made some changes lately.
Isn't that something?
They forgot to tell us.
Well, for those of you who are like, wow, Pastor, I've really been wanting to figure this out. Thanks for doing this. All of a sudden, I'm sitting here saying, work. Isn't that just something? All the playlists. Oh, so now it's going to make me go sideways. Isn't that just a... just before we went live, I did this, so this would not happen. Isn't that amazing? Well, wow. Huh. Isn't that something? Well, I guarantee you it's there. If I go to my library, that is just absolutely amazing. Well, I apologize. I mean, I don't guess I have to apologize. I didn't do anything wrong. But so here it is. Always read the word. I have no idea what to tell you, except in order for you to be able to, it's obvious you're going to have to send me a request, and I'll send you this link because I can send you the link. Anyways, so you open it up. Goodness sakes alive. This is so easy to do.
Normally.
View the full playlist. There we go. All right. So here's the full playlist. That is some. Well, anyways, right here underneath the words, always read the word. Chronologically, you'll see a plus button. You got to make sure you hit that plus button. And then it'll put it in your library that makes it really easy for you to find, much easier than what it was for me to just find. So, welcome to Read the Word. As you can see, all of the videos are there. We have them all dated now, I believe. So you can go right down and see the list. Oh, look at there. Charity Gale singing in there. That's cool. And then it tells you the date and it gives you the reference that we're doing. Now, I'm coming to a point where we're going to have on the website a place where you can have each of the books together and just go through the books of the Bible. That way you can have all of Psalms together. You can have all of each of the books of the Bible together. We'll make it up on the website something that you just click that link and it'll take you right to it.
Well, rather than chronologically,
but you also have this chronologically. So it makes it easier for you to be able to enjoy this. Now, I tonight want us to go down here. That's amazing. So anyways, tonight I'm going to play these. I'm going to play a couple of these. Now, for those of you that's watching at home, you're like, man, this guy sat right out to do it, and it just didn't work. What's amazing is I sat here and did it so that I knew it worked, and it works. But the easiest thing to do for any of you that are watching, if you're like, hey, Pastor, I want that, send me, find me on Messenger or right here in the comments of this video. If you, in the comments, not in the chat, but in the comments, if you say, Pastor, send me the link, then what I'll do is send you a link that'll take you right to this playlist. And then you can just find your way down through it where you are. Cool thing about YouTube is, mostly, it will remember where you are. Mostly.
Mostly.
Unless it doesn't. But mostly, it remembers where you are. And so, you know, that'd be a blessing to you. So, here we go. Ready? Let's do a couple read the words. Let's start right here. There's no date on this. Joy for God's forgiveness. Now, totally forgot. I don't have my speaker. Either that or run all the way to the truck.
Oh.
Wow. Pastor, you're usually all ready. I'm always ready. God. I don't have my speaker. Okay, this needs take two. I can see already. Off. There we go. Let's see if it can turn on over here. Wow. Thank you for loving
we'll
us.
Be all right.
Thank you for loving us. Yeah, we'll be all right. Wow. What a night. All right. Here we go. The commanded blessing of God, unity in the body of Christ. What is this? Is this a read the word? 2 minutes, it's 9 minutes long. Thought you already looked at it, Pastor. I did. I know this is exactly what I was looking for. If you're not used to people just being real, well, you might have to go somewhere where everybody's perfect. But here we're real. Here we go. The commanded blessing of God, unity in the body of Christ. Yes. Yone. And I do love it. What's that all about? Well, we're just having lots of fun tonight. This is going to be one of them videos. I was watching an update video from the IHOP Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And Lou Engel's talking with that young lady that's doing all the interviews for the updates, daily update. He's just talking. And then here comes this music. And I'm like, whoops, that got out. Nobody knew that was out, did they? And lo and behold, right in the middle of my words. Don't worry, we are very excellent, but not perfect in YouTube-ness. We are perfect in Christ. All right. We've been made perfect in Christ Jesus. Well, that was a good start. Obviously, I got to go back and dig out those notes and then re-record the whole message. That's Read the Word. This is the next day, Read the Word. There's no date on it. I'll fix that. So, Read the Word for May 3rd. You can see it right here. May 3rd, Psalm 106 and 107. Opening prayer, there's the timestamp. If you click on that, that's where it starts. Opening prayer, then if you click more, then you're going to see Psalm 106, forgiveness. Wow, for abortion. This is an interesting one. This is a good one. Here we go. Ready? Everyone has access to this. Like this one right here about that's going to have a prayer for people that's had an abortion. If you know somebody, this would be a good one to send them because it's filled with the love of God. Here we go. Read the Word. Do not do that. Wow. His word. Amen. Come on. That's a great promise. Wow. All of you, all of your righteousness, filling of the heart. All of a sudden, now, I want us to look at something from this because this was my study this morning. Almost there. Getting closer. Almost there. There we go. I believe I'm there. Now, when we were in Psalm 106, it says, then they 106:24. Then they despised the pleasant land. Can you imagine? God gave them a promised land and they despised it. They did not believe his word, but complained in their tents. Complaining is always going to lead to despising, and despising is always going to lead to getting your butt kicked. And did not heed the voice of the Lord. Therefore, he raised up his hand in an oath against them. You don't want God doing that to you. I remember, who was it that said, they were praying one time and God said, what are you doing? And they said, I'm praying. And he said, that ain't prayer, that's complaining.
Yeah. Who was it?
Andrew Womack, was it? Dr. Winston said one time he went to God to get a message on Sunday morning and was crying about it. And God said, why are you crying? I didn't tell you to come in here crying before me. I told you to come boldly. See, if we're not careful, we're going to have a bunch of old religiosity leading us. Can't do it. You can't do it. This holy word of God is so powerful that if we'll just release the power that's in the word in our lives like a tool, like a weapon, there's no enemy that can stand against it. None. Zero, zilch, nada. Or nada, either one. Now, let's read a couple verses about complaining.
All right.
Because the reality about complaining is complaining destroys your faith. Because complaining removes God's hand of blessing from the scenario that's in front of you. And complaining begins to glorify the enemy rather than glorifying God who lives within you with the greatest answer there ever was. That's why this Read the Word program is so wonderful. It's not wonderful because I did it. Honestly, I sit and listen to this and like, wow, check that out. Every time I do this, I get revelation listening to myself read the Bible. Now, some people might be like, Pastor, that's just messed up. No, it's not, because that's all Holy Spirit. I'm just me. This was done under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. It's just an act of obedience. And you want to get to where you can use this, because the more word you hear, not preaching's good, but you can't stand on preaching. You got to stand on the word.
Amen.
Amen. And, you know, it's like the whole thing right now that's going across the body of Christ again. Of course, I don't know. I've not seen it that many times in my life that I remember, but I'm definitely seeing it right now. And that is this whole group of people saying, well, it don't matter if you sin.
Oh, my.
God don't care if you sin. If you're born again, it doesn't matter if you sin. If you go and study Genesis and you just, every time you turn on, read the word, say, God, can I sin? And then you listen to what we read, just reading the Bible. That's no preaching, no denominational doctrine, nothing. You just listen to this Bible. There ain't no way you're going to hear God talk from Genesis through Deuteronomy that it's okay to just sin. They were old covenant people, and he told them over and over and over, do not sin. So that became so clear to me when we recorded this last year. It became so clear to me. The only reason anybody would look and say, well, it's no big deal if I sin, they haven't read the Old Testament. Because it was a big deal when they sinned. The ground opened up and swallowed 20,000 of them alive and closed. They went straight to hell. Men, women, and children. God said, get away from the tents of Dathan and Abiram. And the ground opened up and swallowed and closed back up. And everybody stood there looking. And the next day they complained against God that the ground had opened up and swallowed all them people. See, complaining is you giving voice to the enemy's fiery darts he's shooting against you. So it's always going to be doubt and unbelief and fear and confusion. Now, watch this. If you could only be here when we're setting up the program, we have the opportunity, Sister Leanne and I have the opportunity every night to overcome complaining. Because these apps that we understand and know and have used literally 1,300 times we've used these apps in this program alone.
And then,
glory to God in the highest, our apps work every time we sit down and use them. That's what you have to say. So let's read this. Watch this. Murmuring. I am going to read Proverbs 19:3. It's going to be a whole bunch of singular verses. All right?
Okay.
I'm paying attention now that you asked me. The foolishness of a man twists his way and his heart frets against the Lord. You don't complain against the devil, you complain against God. Rather than shooting back at the devil with the sword of the Spirit and the Word of God, as soon as you give voice to the fiery dart, you're giving it room to work. Now listen. This is your greatest battle. From 18 May 2023 till Jesus comes, it's going to be your greatest battle. Because the enemy has pulled out all stops. Why? Because he sees that his time is up. Let's look at it. Revelation chapter 12. Now, don't be lagging behind. I got a lot to read here. Revelation chapter 12. And let's read verses 9 through 12. Revelation 12, 9 through 12. The great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth and his angels were cast out with him. Now, he doesn't deceive the whole world like every human in it. This deception is found all over the whole world. 10. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. Salvation, strength, and the kingdom of our God. Thy kingdom come on this earth, in this earth, as it is in heaven. The kingdom comes every single day to our life. Remember, you are learning how to take this word and use it as a weapon that stops the enemy when he comes at you. You can't say, you can't just say, Jesus, you deal with the enemy. Jesus is going to look at you and say, no, you have to deal with the enemy. I'm inside of you. Open your mouth and rebuke it in Jesus' my name.
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Brother Ripley, you're supposed to say amen. He's not a brother. He's just a hound dog. He's snoring. In 11, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. How do I do that, Pastor? Like this. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, silence, you foul devil. As soon as you say that, silence is the enemy. Why? Because you just used the two most powerful weapons there are, the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. Nothing can stand up to that. All you got to do is, by faith, use the blood, and every sin you have committed is completely washed away and thrown in the sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered against you another day. By one act of faith is speaking words. Your whole life is pure, cleansed, purged, washed, filled, and you're a new creation. In one set of words that you say. The most powerful cleansing force on the face of the earth is the blood of Jesus. But you got to open up your own personal singular mouth yourself and speak it. Or you can carry this Bible around. You can balance it on your head. You can stick it underneath your arm. You can go cool it like. It don't matter what you do. You can shake it at people. But that ain't nothing if you don't know how to get these words off this page in your life out your mouth and win the victory. I'm preaching better than you're doing backflips, because I don't think too many of you are doing backflips yet. But don't miss verse 12. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. Why is the enemy fighting so hard? Because he knows he has a short time. He's cursed. He's cursed. He has no power over you. God snatched his legs off in the garden and said, crawl on your belly. He's three times cursed. So don't let the fiery dart words come out of your mouth. Ripley's a good old boy. He still is, John. Now, go with me to the greatest coffee book in the Bible, Hebrews. Everybody pause for a drink of coffee or tea. Let's read verse 11 and 12 and 11 through 16. Now watch this. We're talking about stopping complaining. Murmured against God, and they did not get to go into their promised land. The more you and I complain, once we've come to the knowledge of the truth, your life begins to stagnate. Why? Because he's already done mighty, marvelous works for you. And he is expecting you to overcome. Now listen, every one of us are children. We are God's children. We're not called as grown-ups. We're called as children. Like how Brother Jesse said. But we still have to grow up and get out of that zone and begin to use this book like a weapon against the enemy till he leaves you alone. Hebrews 4, verse 11. I think I might have a copy of the book. Could you get me some more? Or is it all gone? Could you please get me? No. Hebrews 4, 11. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Now, if you want a good study, then you got to go and write right there next to the end of verse 11, write Hebrews chapter 3. Because Hebrews chapter 3 talks about them complaining and the fact that when they complained, it gave them hard-heartedness. God literally said the reason they did not enter in is because of their hardness of their heart. Why? Because they complained against him. Pastor, I don't want to complain against God. I know. I never have wanted to either, but I have. Well, see, this is why we got to take this book and say, wait, I got to get that verse down in my life right now today. And then don't get off of it until it's so deep inside of you. It's what you say every day. Last night, I wasn't able to be with you guys. Sister Leanne was, she played some videos and we had a good time together. But when I woke up, I was extremely, extremely tired. I was just wore out tired. I mean, like tired. I don't usually get that tired, but anyways. So I got my stuff, got everything going, got in the truck, took off to go to work. I'm like, whoa, man, I am really tired, really tired. But, of course, you can't say that too many times, and what are you going to do? You're going to create more of tiredness that you didn't want. I didn't need to be tired. I needed to be wide awake and alert. And so I began to go to war. I'm like, well, all right, I feel tired, but that don't mean anything. Paul was a day and a night in the deep from one shipwreck, and they were 14 days without seeing the sun on the other shipwreck. That's pretty serious. I'm not there. I just need sleep. So I began to pray last night. Thank you, Father, for the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. I've received it from you. And therefore, I get to reign in life with you. That's Romans 5:17. Somebody type it right in the notes right there on YouTube. Romans 5:17. That way the next people looking at this video have the ability to find that verse. So I just said it. I said, Father, I received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. It speaks a better word. It purged all my sins. I am white as snow. That sin's been thrown in the sea of your forgetfulness. I thank you, Lord, that by the blood of Jesus I overcome, by the blood of a lamb. I speak right now over my body, over my soulish realm. Body, receive the strength of God. And guess what happened? I began to be strengthened. And I'm like, you know what? The word of God is powerful. Therefore, I'm going to turn on and read the word. I had an hour drive before I could get to my first load. So I just went. I'm like, I'm going to read the word for an hour. And I just went in here and found May the 5th. I'm like, I might have missed a day or two. So I'm going to start at May 5th and I'm just going to get caught up. And I started at May 5th. And you know, by the time I got done with that hour ride, I was feeling stronger. By the time I got done with this day, I felt so strong. I'm like, I don't even really need any sleep because the word of God got in and it got on and it got around And I would grab the verses that I say on those videos, and I would speak them out loud out of my mouth. Why? Because this is the multiplier of your faith. Bible says, why did they not enter in? Because they did not mix the word with faith. Look at verse 2, Hebrews 4:2. Somebody type this reference in. Romans 5:17. Type it right in there. Tracy, you can do it if you want. Type in Romans 5:17 and then Hebrews 4:2. Look at what it says. For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them. Who's them? The children of Israel. Look at this verse. But the word which they heard did not profit them. Why? They didn't mix the word with faith in their heart. You can hear me preach a good message. I'm going to preach a good message every time I come here. You can say amen, hallelujah, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, and jump, get up and run around. But when that's all done, you got to get that word on your lips and speak it in faith. Because that is how this word comes alive and begins to be your weapon that can take out the enemy. Remember what Paul said in Ephesians 6? This is the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It's your only offensive weapon that you have. You can't stab a demon. You can't shoot him. You can't do anything to him. You have to use this applicator. Your mouth, your lips, your tongue. And you have to speak death to the enemy's plans and life to God's plan. You got to bind the devil and loose God Almighty. You got to speak very specifically about the word of God, and you've got to speak very specifically and see this word crush and destroy that enemy. Right here in Hebrews 4, it says the word didn't profit because they didn't mix it. Your tongue is the mixer. Thank you, my love.
Welcome.
I'm the greatest coffee maker in the world. And it's not a bun. It's my wife.
It is a bun, actually.
I got my kids with me today. I like that. My kids' cup. It lights up when the heat of the coffee gets in. I'm back in Hebrews 4:12. Now, look at what it says. You may have never got this before, and you may have got the first time I preached it, but no matter what, get it tonight. Ready? Hebrews 4:12. The word of God is living. His word is alive. Yeah, watch this. Hold on a second. That's pretty cool. All right. Everybody look up at the screen. Whether your word looks like this one, Grandma Bongard's Bible, my mom's mom, or it looks like this one, that's after about 40,000 miles in the semi with me, or it looks like this one, this is my dad's Bible that he was preaching out of and reading out of. My mom bought him this one. Oh, look at there. I got some dad sermon notes right there. And on the back is College Park Church of the Nazarene, Lake Charles, Louisiana. Gary Smith is the pastor. Robert L. Swanson was the evangelist. And Reverend Richard Cook was the singer.
Revival service.
Now wait.
Hallelujah.
Wait, so listen. It don't matter. Excuse me. Must be a little dusted there. Whether you got this one, or you got this one, or this is one of my favorites. This is my granny's Bible, Grandma Bongard's Bible, right there now.
I love that.
Woo!
The
pages are falling out, but you can tell my grandma's old Bible is true. But so is everybody else's. Oh, look, she's even got some coffee marks on the page. I don't think Grandma drank coffee. I think she drank Postum. Remember Postum? Anyways, let's just open Grandma's Bible to Hebrews 4:12. Watch this. The Word of God is living and powerful. Look at what it says about the Word of God. It is sharper than a two-edged sword. The Word of God is sharper. When you don't understand where things are at, get the Bible out. It will give you an understanding. If you'll just open it up, read it out loud, slow down so you're not just burning words.
Yeah.
So the revelation will get you. Oh, nothing underlined in Hebrews 4. Grandma, here I am wanting to know. You missed it. Got to get all my Bibles put away. Hold on.
Yeah. Carefully. Carefully.
Very valuable. Look at what it says. The Word of God is living. What's that mean? The Word is alive. This Word is alive. But it can't come to life until you use the mixer, your tongue. Think about David. David's one of the greatest warriors that ever lived. But David was a great lover. He loved God. He loved people. I mean, after everything that Saul did to him, when David became king, David went and found Jonathan's son with broken feet and said, there's got to be somebody in this kingdom that belongs to Jonathan that I can do good for that person. And Jonathan's son, Mephibosheth, called himself a dog. And David said, you're going to eat at my table. But if there's anybody in the Bible that gave word, spoken word to God's ways, it was David, because David sang the psalms.
Yeah.
And he would see God's glory at night, and he would sing a song to it. He would see the ignorance of people and sing a song about it. He would see the foolishness of his ancestors and sing a song about it. You and I have got to, we really got to get this down. Almost got hurt saying that. I don't want to say carrying your Bible don't be any good, because it does. But this Bible don't become a weapon until you take these words off the page and begin to bludgeon the enemy with it. Now, I speak from experience. I'm going to get my own oh, my goodness, look what time it is. My staff's not holding up the cards. It's now 9 o'clock. When I came to this understanding, I was a mess. I was a mess mentally. I was a mess spiritually. I was a mess financially. I was a mess. I was one of them people that gathered today. I was in debt, distressed, and discontented. And I went to one of the elders of the church there in Midland. I'm like, Brother James, I got to have help. James was in your face, man. The dude would get right in your face. But he was good. He'd get you over yourself. Bill and Maggie Lippard, they were the head elders. And they're like, oh, come here, buddy, come here. And they'd hug you and they'd pray for you and you'd fall out in the spirit, you know. Like, they were the most, they were one of the most powerful prayer people in that living word. And Bill walked with two limbs. He didn't just have one. He had two limbs. He'd retired from like three different jobs and mighty man of God. My goodness, mighty man of God. But I was a mess. I truly was a mess. I had gone to Bible college. I grew up in my pastor's home. I'd been around the kingdom my whole life. But I did not know how to take the words off this book and put them in my life and begin to win a battle against the enemy. You see, there's a whole lot of people like, oh, Pastor, I just don't like fighting all the time. You better learn to fight, and you better learn to fight hard, fight intense, fight now, and don't stop till the enemy backs off. Because you ain't seen nothing yet. Before Jesus comes, which could be tonight, it's going to get bad. And you might say, well, Pastor, it's already bad. I know. But it's going to get so bad that God said even the very elect would go astray if he didn't shorten the time. Don't be one of those that go astray. I don't want to go astray. I don't want to go astray. I don't want to go astray. If you can't see very well, Tracy, we're going to pray for healing in your eyes. I have a very good set of verses on that, and for some reason right now, the reference isn't coming to me. Matthew 13, that's what it is. Ready? Turn there. Hurry up. Don't be getting left behind. Hurry up. Matthew 13. Watch this. 10 through 17. Matthew 13, 10 through 17 is the reference point, the whole set of verses. Very seldom do you get you one verse, because it doesn't do any good to have one verse if you don't know what the whole context is saying. You've got to get the revelation. And watch what this says. The disciples came to Jesus and said, why do you preach in terrible? I'll say amen. Verse 11. Why do you preach in parables? And he said, because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God. Say that with me. It is given to me to know the mysteries. But wait, if you don't start saying, wait, God is the one that said I get to know the mysteries. If you don't start speaking that out loud, out of your mouth, it's never going to come to pass. Yeah, but Pastor, what if the mystery doesn't show itself to me? You just spoke against the word. It has been given to you to know the mysteries. That is Jesus, red letters. It cannot fail. Yeah, but I read the Bible once and I didn't get it. Well, you ate a hamburger once and you're going to eat another one. Aren't you glad God didn't make us just eat once in our life and that's all we needed? That'd be terrible. You'd miss all the wonderful pineapple and oranges and cake and pizza and ice cream and potatoes and gravy. Woo! Hallelujah. Let's keep reading. Then he said, they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. Go down to verse 16. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Speaking that verse. I have eyes that see and ears that hear. Start speaking it now. Well, Pastor, that just means your spiritual heart, don't you know? No, that means any eye you got is going to be able to see, and any ear you got is going to be able to hear. Quit trying to take God out of God. That verse says, blessed are your eyes, for they see. That's your spiritual eyes and that's your natural eyes. Blessed are your ears, for they hear. Well, I don't hear, though, even though it says that. I know. But it's like Gloria Copeland says, faith works, but you got to work it. And we just saw it in Hebrews chapter 4. You've got to mix this word with your lips by speaking it to what brings it power. I'm preaching my favorite message to preach, unless I get on the other one. That's my favorite message. But say it with me. Blessed are my eyes because they see. Watch this. Put your fingers right on your eyes and just lay hands on yourself and say, eyes see. Put your finger in your ears and say, ear hear. I say it every day. I say it all day long. Why? Because it's the only way this word works down in here. Where was we at? We were really trying to get somewhere. Hebrews 4, 12. The word is living. It's alive. And it's powerful. All you got to do is speak it. But you're going to have to speak it until it goes down inside and begins to grow the roots of a tree that begins to produce some fruit on the top. It's sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul, mind, will, and emotion, and the spirit, who you are, that's connected one and one to Christ and to the Father. Where are you, Roger Oxley? We miss you. Amen, John. Read your Bible. Speak it. Now watch. The word even divides the joints and the marrow and the thoughts and the intentions of the heart. When you read this word, it's going to say, why are you doing this? I've read these verses so many times about murmuring that I really don't understand how Sister Leanne can still do it. Wait, if you haven't noticed, that's usually our tendency to point our finger at somebody else and judge them by their actions and judge ourselves by our intentions. Oh, see. See, it doesn't matter how much you talk to somebody else because you can't control anybody else's life but your own. Get your mixer working. This one. Your mixer working. If you need some good confessions to make, email me. I'll send you some. But it's not going to be tear in your beer verses. It's going to be verses that cause you to go to war so you drive back the enemy. Oh, I can just tell I got to go here. Goodness sakes. I'm really trying to be done so I can go to sleep before I go to work tonight. But I think that was complaining, so I rebuke myself right now in front of God and everybody. So stop complaining. Every one of us have to fight this battle and win. Because what murmuring and complaining does is it gives words to fear. It gives life to fear, which says, what God just said to me is not going to come to pass. This worry is, it's not from you. It's a fiery dart from the enemy. Quit claiming it from yourself. Any man that's in Christ is already a new creation. I'm preaching better than you're staring right now. You're a new creation. That's not you. Yeah, but Pastor, it came through my mind. I know it came through your mind, but it came as a fiery dart from the enemy to your mind. Man, today during our morning program, I just had fiery darts like, mic. I'd turn my mic off and say, thank you, Jesus, for the blood. I just cover myself with the blood. Every time the enemy shoots a fiery dart, get the blood out. They can't stand around when the blood has come out. It's like the most powerful weapon you have, but we're like, it's holy, though. We can't use it. Why would God cause Jesus to suffer like he suffered and shed his blood if you can't use it? But you can only use it to be saved, Pastor. You can't wear the blood out. What would you do if you wore the blood out? You can't wear out Jesus' blood. Use it in your spirit. Use it for your soul. Use it for your body. Use it for your marriage. Use it for your money. Use it for your mouth. Use it for your family. Use it on your kids. Why? Because the enemy can't touch the blood. The enemy don't have no blood to give. That's why he makes him sacrifice to him. He can't lay down his life. He's an angel, a fallen angel. He's not a God. He's not omnipresent. He's not omniscient. He's not. He just isn't. He's not omnipotent. He's not all-powerful. All power, all might, all dominion, all strength, all honor, all glory has been given to Jesus. What is left after all was given to Jesus? Well, you know, Pastor, there was a little bit left over. No, all is all.
All is all.
See, the problem is Christendom has said, well, you know, you can win some battles, but you can't win them all. Shut your foul mouth up. You sleep, you don't have that ability. No filter, no. Huh. You ever have a down day, Pastor? No, I just have days I fight harder. Why have a down day? Haven't you ever been down before? Down is yucky. You know what's down there? Feet is down there. Smelly, dirty feet down there.
Beautiful are the feet.
All right, all right. Beautiful are the feet that preach to God. Touche. Wait, what does that mean? I might not ought to use that. Oh, okay.
The sword fighter term.
See, the word of God, when you use it, is like the most powerful force you can imagine to use it. You've got to use it. I can take these scissors and I can cut a piece of paper straight. Or I can take a piece of paper and tear it and jag it. And all I got to do is just figure out how to use it. There's a whole lot of people in the Christian world that have never learned how to use the word of God as a tool, as a wrench, as a sword. As soon as you learn to use it as a sword, you will never be down, but you'll never be down. It doesn't mean that stuff ain't going to happen. Man, I never had stuff happen like I've had here recently. All right, I've had some stuff happen. But anyways. After a while, you're like, oh, shut up, you foul devil. I charge you 7 times and double for the shame. All right, that's how we're going to end it, right there. I got to go to that verse, don't I? Huh. All right, before we close, everybody. All right, never mind. Let's just go there. Hebrews chapter 10. Somebody shout, I love the word.
I love the word.
I know, it's about time. Hebrews 10:26 through 31. Hebrews 10, 24 through 31. Hebrews 10, verse number 19 through 31. Look what time it is, jeez.
Ready, read.
Yeah, let's start with 19. Therefore, brethren, having boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, boldly enter the holy place by a new and living way, which he consecrated for us through the veil, that is, in his flesh. It was wounded, it was beaten, he suffered, he died, and he gave us access. 21, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, the washing of the water of the word, Ephesians 5:26. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope. But you can't hold fast to the confession of your hope if you're not confessing your hope. The beautiful feet thing is in Jeremiah and in Ephesians 4:6-4. I don't know where it is. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Look at 24. Let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. What does exhorting mean? It means to plead with you, not in a rebuke. To serve God. Look at 26. For if we sin willfully after we've received the knowledge of the truth, there no longer remains a sacrifice for sin. A certain fearful expectation of judgment and fiery indignation which will devour the adversaries. Anyone who has rejected Moses' law dies without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. Don't miss this. How much more punishment do you suppose will he be thought worthy who has trampled the Son of God under his feet, counted the blood of the covenant by which he was sanctified a common thing, and insulted the Spirit of grace? That's why you and I got to get this battle down. When I just about said when he was reading, when I was reading in Psalm 106 about the murmuring, it's like, man, Jesus, help us. We got to get this down. We've got to solve this and quit our murmuring. Say it with me. Quit your murmuring. Quit your murmuring. Why? Because you're complaining against God. Most wonderful Harley right outside the window. Now, one more verse. You remember where it was?
Mm-mm. I don't believe you said.
Romans 10:15. Yeah, that's right. Isn't that something? You can tell the angels are here. Woo! Glory be to God when I said that. Here comes that. Comes that heavenly presence. Do you have insurance on your feet, John? Joel chapter 2. Stick with me. This is on purpose. Joel 2:25-29. Joel 2:25-29. Ready? Joel chapter 2:25-29. Tracy, it's really awesome that you can add those verses like that. That's a wonderful blessing and really helps us. I like it to be there so that people can watch and be able to get it down. Joel chapter 2:25-29. This is what God said through Joel. I will restore to you the years the locusts have eaten. That's what God said. God loves to restore the years. But you got to speak it out of your mouth in order for it to happen. Because Jesus is the high priest of your profession. And if you ain't professing anything, he can't high priest air. If you're mute, write it on a piece of paper. Give Jesus a job. There's a whole lot of people that have Jesus in the unemployment line and wonder why nothing's going on in their life. He's up in heaven saying, can you just say something that I can go and make that thing come to pass? That's why every day we pray, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven for my life. Keep reading. 26. You will eat in plenty and be satisfied. You will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be put to shame. Never. 27, you will know I'm in the midst of Israel. I am the Lord your God. There is no other God. For my people shall never be put to shame. How could God say that? Because 28 says, and it'll come to pass, I'll pour out my spirit on all flesh. On your men flesh, your women flesh, your children flesh, your old flesh. He's pouring his spirit out on you. That whoever calls, you got to open your mouth and call on the name of the Lord, and then you will be saved. God delights in restoring the years to you and me. Isaiah chapter 60. I got to get these verses in because I'm on. Isaiah chapter 60. All right. Where did it go? Oh, that's because it's in 61. Isaiah 61 and verse 7. Instead of your shame, you shall have double honor. Hold it. Don't just sit there and listen to me. Hear me. Instead of shame, he wants you to have double honor. When the enemy is fighting you, you just look and say, by the blood of Jesus, double honor is coming to me. I will not be ashamed. My people will never be put to shame. Yeah, but Pastor, have you never had any shame? Yeah. Guess what? Double honor.
Amen.
Instead of confusion, there's so many people saying, I'm just so confused. I just don't ever hear God. I don't know God. Stop speaking confusion and say, I'm the sheep and I hear his voice.
Amen.
Instead of confusion, you rejoice in your portion. In your land, you shall possess double. And that's going to cause you to have everlasting joy. Proverbs chapter 6. I think we made it. I think this might be the last verse. Proverbs chapter 6. 30. 31. People do not despise a thief if he's able to satisfy himself when he's starving. Yet when he's found, he must restore sevenfold. He may have to give up all the substance of his house. Say this with me. Seven times. And double for the shame. It's not the last verse because I still got somebody saying, oh yeah, show me. Mark 10. Mark 10:29-30. Jesus answered and said, assuredly, I say to you, there's that everyone who has left houses, a brother, a sister, a mother, wife, or children from or lands for my sake in the gospel, he will receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers, sisters and mothers, children and lands with persecution, and in the age to come, eternal life. So when you're being persecuted, fiery darts are just bam, 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 bam. You know this, 100-fold is on its way. Wait, 100-fold and 7 times for stealing and double for the shame. 7 times 100-fold and double. God wants you to realize he wants to literally stomp the enemy in the ground, but you're going to have to get busy and you're going to have to let him and you're going to have to ask him. Mark 10:29-30. Pastor, are you living all this? Yeah. Excellent. We am. It's very exciting to say, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's actually happening. I did spend an hour today, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours, I don't know, speaking the blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus, and praying in the Spirit. And then speaking the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus and praying in the Spirit. And I put the blood on our marriage, and I put the blood on you guys, and I put the blood on everything I've ever done, put the blood on my kids and her kids. We put the blood on everything. I put the blood of Jesus on my job, on my business, on my semi, and everything. Why? Because that's what it's there for. The blood of Jesus redeemed you from destruction. Redeemed means by terms. The blood is for your finances as much as it's for your faith. Just one of them prosperity preachers. No, but I definitely want prosperity. First Peter. It's 1st or 2nd Peter, chapter 1. Brother John?
Love you too, John.
We love you.
Keep in touch with us.
Don't hit the road. Drive on it. Don't just hit it. Drive on it. I can see John out on the road. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Love you, brother. Hey, stop by North Dakota on your way to Arizona.
Just swing in for a few minutes. We'd love to see you.
Hey, you never know, Tracy. We might see you here on Earth sometime. Mm-hmm. Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I speak over everybody, every single believer in the sound of my voice. I speak over those who will hear this tonight and saying, I needed that word. I needed that word. Lord, help us. That 24/7, 365, even while we sleep, we crush our enemy with the word of God. May our dreams be filled with, be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion every minute of our life. It's certainly our desire. Thank you, Jesus, that you didn't just give us a little dabble, do you? You gave us all your blood. You gave us the free gift of righteousness. And we get to reign in life with you. Thank you. Thank you. I declare over every one of you tonight, no matter what trauma has ever been in your life, I rebuke the effect it's had on you. I command the haze to go. Just do this. Reach up like there's, like you got some kind of visor over you, and just pull that haze off your head and just say, I'm free to see the glory of God.
Amen.
Say it with me, I am free.
I am free
to see the glory of God.
See the glory of God
in my life.
In my life.
In Jesus' mighty name. Why? Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And the only thing that's going on in your life and mine is the enemy's trying to say, let me just shoot enough fiery darts. They'll start claiming the fiery darts as their own. That will put them in condemnation and say, he'll say, I can't believe you have that thought. Well, he just gave you the thought.
Yes.
He just shot you with a fiery dart. It's his thought, not yours. Don't claim it. Don't say, well, it's just my flesh. Well, then get saved for crying out loud. No, see, it's not your flesh. You were born again. You were made into a new creation. Your sin was not imputed against you. It was thrown into the sea of forgetfulness. It's not you anymore. We're going to have to, like, spray paint and just paint people or something. You just please get it. Quit claiming the fiery darts as your thoughts. Yeah, but Pastor, I really was angry at them. I know you was angry at them, but it didn't come from your pure heart. It came from the enemy saying, be mad at them. Be mad at them. Be really mad at them. Mad, 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 mad. No. The blood. I'm covered by the blood. I forgive them. I forgive them. I've had days where I just said, I forgive them all day long. I forgive them. I forgive them. The blood of Jesus. Man, then just go into the blood. I thank you, Jesus. Every one of the people you have a problem forgiving, just go for it. I thank you, Jesus, for Bill and Mary. Put the blood of Jesus all over them. I thank you for Susie and Jim, and put the blood of Jesus all over them. I thank you, Jesus, that the blood is on Uncle Harry and Aunt Mabel. What are you doing? Anybody that's ever done you wrong, put the blood of Jesus on them. And declare they've been set free. If he can't get you to be angry and you're shooting back saying they're free, he's gonna stop doing it because he can't stop the blood. He can't stop your words spoken in faith from love. He can't stop them. It's like the one guy said, I can't make you love me, but you can't stop me from loving you. Right? I'll say it again. She went right by a couple people. I can't make you love me, but you can't stop me from loving you. Why? Because love is a choice. I choose to love. I choose to forgive. I'm living in the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus every single day. I am not going to sin. I hate sin. Well, you hate sin. Once Once you get a taste of the glory of God, you won't ever sin another day of your life.
In any way.
If you've been saved 1 year, claim every one of those 365 days. Wait a minute. If you've been saved 10 years, claim every one of those 3,650 days you've been saved. Wait, start saying it like it really is. Hold on. Ready? I'm going to do it right now. Get your phone out and just do it. I have been saved for 48 years. I have been serving God 17,520 days. And I ain't stopping now. I have 17,520 days of experience of being born again. Wow. No, it's not about wow. Take it to the enemy so that you cannot win no battle. And now I'm going to turn the camera to Sister Leanne, and she's going to bring this to a different conclusion because I can't seem to stop preaching. Did we already pray?
No.
All right, let's pray. Hold your hands and look real sanctimonious. There's nothing wrong with folding your hands. Oh, what a day. What a wonderful day. Let's pray. Father, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your love. Thank you for righteousness. Thank you, Jesus, that you shed your blood. And we get full access to the glory of it. And we choose to live and walk with you today in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, I thought maybe you'd preach a little bit harder right at the end, you know. Make your sprint across the line. Well, I've sprinted across the line so many times tonight that I keep handing the baton off, and then I take it back and say, no, let me go ahead and run it. I'll run another lap. Think about this. When Jesus gave you his righteousness, he gave you the glory of God. When Jesus gave you his righteousness, he gave you the glory of God. Because righteousness and justice are the very foundation of his throne. And now it's time for new covenant worship. Our communion service for tonight. I didn't get the look from my wife. I got the from God. Let's be finished here. Now, New Covenant worship is the communion service. You might not have ever heard it called that before. I'd never heard it called that either, but that's all right. When we started doing communion online one night, that just came out, and that stuck with us ever since. That God took the Passover and put it into communion. Literally, the blood of Jesus and the bread, this is literally the whole Passover meal right here. Jesus called it the new covenant in my blood. Read the verses right out of Corinthians. We're going to pray the prayer of salvation so everybody in the sound of my voice is right with God. Even if you miss the rapture and you find this video after the rapture, you can still be born again. The Holy Spirit is still here to help you. But you got a mess now because you should have been ready for the first load. So if you miss the rapture, get your Bible, and study every video of ours you can find, because we will help you be ready for that second rapture, which is going to happen in the middle of the tribulation. And you cannot miss that one. You do not want to be left on this earth. Here we go. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and he said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26, for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death, his redemptive work until he comes. Here's the process. Verse 28, let a man examine himself. You can't examine me. I can't examine you. You got to examine yourself, because every one of us are going to stand all by ourselves in front of Jesus and be judged. Let a man examine himself. And then, once you've examined yourself, let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, love, God's perfect love, has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Why? Because as he is right now, the right hand of the Father, so are we in this world. We have been seated together with him in heavenly places. He's the head. We're the hands, the feet, the mouth, the eyes. We're the body. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it, because there is no fear in God's perfect love. Pray this prayer of salvation with me. And no matter who you are or where you are, even if you missed the rapture, I know I've been saying that a lot lately, but it's a reality. There's going to be a bunch of Christians who missed the rapture. And they're going to have to realize my lamp had gone out and my cruse of oil had failed. And if that's you, and it's during the rapture, the tribulation, then you, oh my goodness, just work. Just work. Okay, well, no, we can't do that, not during communion. Now, all right, that took a whole lot of clicking. Pray this prayer with me tonight. The prayer of salvation. Everybody pray it. I thank you, God, my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God, and you rose again on the third day. Reach out your hands and say, I receive you, Jesus, into my life. I receive all of your grace and your mercy, all of your love and your righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. And amen. And amen. Now, the next words say, pause and shout. Hallelujah. This is what just happened to you. Some people say, man, something's going on inside. And people say, man, I can feel hot heat, or I can feel like somebody dumped water. One person said it was like warm honey dumped all over him. What is it? Well, what's going on is your spirit man is being made into a new creation. The old things are passing away, and your whole being is being filled with God. That part of you that was dead, that had to be born again, is now alive. You're now alive. You might be like, Pastor, I was alive 5 minutes ago. Yeah, but you weren't this much alive. Because now your spirit is in perfect relationship with God Almighty. Now all we got to do is get your soul and your body to catch up to where your spirit's at. That's why we're here. That's what we do. Watch us. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. How this works. It's how it works. It's wonderful. It's amazing. See, you didn't just get born again and now go join the church and shake the pastor's hand. No, God Almighty just came to live on the inside of you. Even those of you in the tribulation, God just came to live on the inside of you. Get your Bible up. I recommend the Thompson Chain Reference Bible. Now, if it's after the rapture, you might have a hard time finding a Bible. Go to the house of somebody who was a believer and get one of theirs. They're not going to have any use. They're not going to be, until we come back, if it makes it through the 7 years of tribulation, you might as well have it and get some use out of it. And get all their videos off the shelf and all the CDs. And if nobody's living in the house, live in their house. It's filled with the anointing of God. Can't believe I just said that. It's like Brother Jesse said, when I'm gone, move in because, hallelujah, it's a nice house. Now, see, your whole life was just transformed. That's what this is all about. That's what we're about. We're here. I was hoping I was showing you tonight how to use read the word, but we'll have to do that another day. In Jesus' mighty name, welcome to the kingdom. Hit like, subscribe, and hit the bell so that you know every time we come on. We'll send you an email or a text, whatever you set up. And it'll be a blessing to you. Ready? Pray this prayer with me. It's right there on your screen. Hold your elements up. Here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today. This bread representing your body, your broken body, and this juice representing your blood poured out for me. I do this in remembrance of all you did for me. Pray this out loud. Jesus, you were wounded for my transgression. You were bruised for my iniquity. The chastisement for my peace is on you, Lord, and by your stripes I am healed. In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body, in my mind, in my will, and in my emotions, there is nothing missing, nothing broken. All trauma is removed from my life now. Every joint supplying in my body, from your broken body, Jesus, in the body of Christ in my community and around the world, wherever you send me for this prayer, I receive the bread,
your body broken now, in
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Let's receive his bread, his broken body. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I bless this fruit of the vine in obedience to your word in remembrance of your blood shed to provide redemption's price and righteousness for me. By your blood, Jesus, I have been redeemed. By your blood, Jesus, I have reconciliation with God, my Father. By your blood, Jesus, every sin has been placed in remission in my life. I am a new creation, created in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. And now all things are made new. By the blood of Jesus, I come boldly to the throne room of grace, where I find mercy, grace, and help for my assignment, my dominion mandate on this earth. By your blood, Jesus, and by the word of my testimony, the accuser of the brethren is cast down forever, and there is no condemnation in my life. By your blood, Jesus, every plague must pass over and cannot be on me or my family. By your blood, Jesus, my conscience is purged. My robes are made white, and I will always be the glorious church without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish when you come for me. I receive the fruit of the vine now in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen
and amen. Let's receive Jesus' bloodshed. Thank you, Lord. Let's sing our song. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. Thank you for your blood, Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, thank you for your blood. Dear Jesus, it washes white as snow. Amen and amen and amen. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 through 21. For this reason I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for you, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. That's a big family. Mm-hmm. It's like a billion people on earth. That's a big family. That he would grant to you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might, power, through his spirit, in your inner man, that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you being rooted, that's what we did tonight, give you some more roots, and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, and depth, and height, and know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you and me may be filled with all the fullness of God. I like it. All the fullness. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you ask or think. So if you're asking and thinking, he's doing exceeding. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen and amen. Job 33, 14. For God is speaking in one way or another, and yet you and I may not perceive it in a dream, in a vision of a night, when deep sleep falls upon you, while you're slumbering on your bed. Then he opens the ears of men. Why? Because he's going to give you a vision, a dream, so you're going to see it and you're going to hear it. And he's going to seal your instruction inside of you in order to turn you from your deed, conceal pride from you. He's going to keep your soul from the pit and your life from perishing by the sword. Verse 25, his flesh shall be young like a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he will delight in him. He shall see his faith with joy. Get this. For he restores to man his righteousness. In Jesus, I didn't know. Well, the only way we can say more is to stay longer. For being here. I love this. Even though the whole read the word thing didn't turn out right. It'd be all right.
We got good word.
We got good word. Thank you, Jesus. And if you want that read the word, I recommend you do it every day when you wake up. Do it while you're taking a shower. Do it while you're eating your breakfast. Why? Because I'm going to keep talking. If you just turn that on, it won't matter what you're doing. I'm just going to keep going because you can shout stop. Well, I guess if you got one of those squawk box things and you say stop, it'll stop it. But you don't push the pause button. I'm going to keep going as I'm reading that word. And it'll be a blessing. And you can get a lot of word in you if you can get the word going behind what you're doing in your daily. Jesus. Till we see again, that's what we say. Remember this.
We love you.
We do love you.
And God loves you.
And he loves you. He really does.
And Jesus is Lord.
And where is Roger?
I don't know. I sent him over.
We love you, Roger, and we miss you. God bless all of the community of faith family, wherever you are around the world, all 53 nations. May God richly bless you. In Jesus' name.